This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. Lurie Children's Hospital is still working to address a cybersecurity issue. The MyChart email system where patients and parents communicate with providers is down, but operators are back to answering phone calls. The disruption is impacting Lurie's downtown hospital as well as immediate care centers and clinics throughout the suburbs. A spokeswoman emphasizes that Lurie is still open and treating patients. She said providers would reach out to patients who need appointments rescheduled. Chicago Public Schools says it will provide many different supports for the Northside High School, whose students were shot, one fatally, just after dismissal Wednesday. My colleague Sarah Karp reports that a crisis team was immediately dispatched to Senn High School to provide grief counseling. CPS Head of Safety and Security, Jadine Chow, says special attention is paid to the close friends of the student, not only to help them cope, but also to talk about the dangers of retaliation.
We want to make sure we understand if there are any circumstances that we need to be aware of so that we can make sure that people are safe.
She says Senn is getting the district's main violence prevention program, which provides counseling and mentorship to students deemed at risk. And a vigil was held Thursday night in Chicago's Edgewater neighborhood to honor the three Senn High School students who were shot this week. The Sun-Times reports neighbors gathered on the corner of Magnolia and Thorndale Avenues outside of Trinity Church to pray for peace. 16-year-old Davion Gibson was killed as a result of the shooting. The attack happened less than a week after two Chicago public high school students were killed in a shooting in the Loop. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin is promoting federal legislation to crack down on social media companies that allow online abuse and mistreatment of children. The Illinois Democrat says it would increase accountability for companies like TikTok, Meta, and Snap. Durbin, during a Senate Judiciary hearing this week, reminded Snap CEO Evan Spiegel that Snapchat has been used to send explicit photos for years.
You said that when you were first trying to get people on the app, you would, quote, go up to the people and be like, hey, you should try this application. You can send disappearing photos. And they would say, oh, for sexting?
Durbin's measure would make the companies civilly liable if they're knowingly hosting or storing child pornography. It's waiting for consideration from the full U.S. Senate. Bottlenose dolphins are back at the Brookfield Zoo. The animals had been at the Minneapolis Zoo for the last 15 months while the Brookfield Zoo completed a $10 million renovation of its Seven Seas habitat. Visitors will be able to see these seven dolphins and the new habitat when it reopens on March 25th. And weather for the rest of today, afternoon sunshine and a high of 40. Tonight, mild and clear, low near 30. Tomorrow, sunny with highs in the 40s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.